Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
No response yet from Israel and Iran. No knowing whether it will come or when it will come. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The only thing we know so far is that this administration is really convinced that saying don't is a foreign policy. Pretty ugly stuff. Caitlin Clark, picked by the Indiana Fever. She is coming to town. That intro will take place on, on Wednesday? Is that when it takes the outside? Right. That is correct. Wednesday, she'll be introduced as a member of the Fever. It's going to mean good money for downtown. People are going to come out of the woodwork to see these games. And if the team is actually winning, ticket prices are going to stay high. And as with all things, yes, the WNBA can't exist without the NBA. On its own, it cannot exist. Is Caitlin Clark the key to making the WNBA a league that can stand on its own? This is not an attack on Caitlin Clark at all, because that's way too much pressure to put on one person. I'm going to say doubtful, but my God, if you're the WNBA, you're going to do what you can to make this have massive effect, TV-wise and advertising, local sponsorship, the whole thing. And for them, I hope it's successful. And certainly for Indianapolis, I hope it is just a massive boon. And if they can get to a championship, you better believe Fieldhouse is going to get sold out. It's not even a question. I don't care what it is. Sellouts are sellouts. And that is good. See, sometimes being a sellout is exactly what you need. But then there's the Bob Odenkirk story. I'm going to get into this. The Bob Odenkirk story is truly insane. Yeah, we're talking about the star of Better Call Saul. I will share that with you. If you are somebody who's with Verizon, there is a $100 million class action settlement that has taken place. This over administrative charges. And, your claim had to be in yesterday. Huh. That's too bad. Because I'm a Verizon customer and I didn't get my claim in, so I'm not going to get a piece of my $100 million. And, the payments were capped at $100. Huh. Anytime I see a class action lawsuit, by the way, I'll say, huh, one more time. Anytime I see a class action lawsuit, it reminds me, you don't want to be part of the action. You want to be the lawyer that brings the action. Because that's the only person really getting paid. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Morning. Traffic on the fives. Matt Bear, what are you doing?
Crash south. The split is going from southbound 65 to westbound is 70 on the exit ramp. And right now, the left side of the ramp is blocked. It backs us up to the north split. And that stops westbound 72 Shadeland Avenue. Also, response in the south split on the ramp from northbound 65 to westbound 70. Again, the right side of that ramp is blocked, leaving the left side open. Traffic jam back to 465 and beyond that. Now, we are slow back to Edgewood Avenue. Also, a crash on the south side. It's westbound 465, about a mile and a half after US 31 that has the right lane taken with traffic stop and go past Emerson Avenue. Fall Creek Parkway is closed to Evanston, and right now traffic being pushed at 38th and at Keystone. That's part of the reroute. 38th Street and Keystone Avenue are a mess right now. I would totally avoid the area until April 13th. That's when Fall Creek should reopen. All this for Nickel Plate Trail Construction. Traffic sponsored by Mr. Quick Home Services. Spring's here, so it's the perfect time to get your HVAC in top shape with Mr. Quick's $49 preseason tune-up. Get ahead of the heat and enjoy comfort all summer. Visit MrQuickHomeServices.com and get your tune-up today. I'm Matt Bear with traffic on the Fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.
We have got ourselves 60 degrees in the American Standard Cooling Weather Center. The time is 8:16.
Candio, I need you. Sundress will be rain.
Bob Odenkirk is the star of Better Call Saul. You saw him in Breaking Bad. Dave and Bob have a show. He was a comedy partner of Dave Cross, who I've never been a fan of. I'm not a David Cross guy. I don't know. He just comes across like a yutz. He really does. Not into him at all. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. That's not the story. Odenkirk as Saul, Better Call Saul, is excellent. The guy's funny. The guy's got range. Happy to see the success in his career. When he was filming Better Call Saul, he had a heart attack. He had known it was possible that he had a heart issue. Going back a few years before this, and plaque in the arteries, and then a piece of the plaque broke off and it blocked the artery and thus the heart attack. I mean, he turns blue on the set. He collapses on the set. This is in the sixth season of Better Call Saul. This is 2021. So as he told the New York Times that an on-set health safety supervisor and an assistant director on the series performed CPR, they used a defibrillator 3 times to restart his heart. That before he was taken to a hospital. That's crazy. He was heading to do, I think, watch a baseball game and do a workout, and he just collapsed. That's how it happened. So that's a crazy story in and of itself. The real story is that the medic on site, not the person who actually helped him, not the on-set health safety supervisor, the medic on set froze. What do you mean the medic froze? How in the world does this happen? The story is that weeks later, when he came back to the set, the medic came to him and said, "I'm so sorry. It was my first day. I have been a firefighter. I have never done CPR. I have only ever seen other people do it." At that moment, I froze. If you know me at all, it's not what I do. That is a chilling statement that should make one sit down. I don't know much about being a medic, but I know that the medic should know how to perform CPR. I don't know much, but I know I love you, and I know that the medic should be able to perform CPR. The question is, how is this guy a medic? I don't care that he was a firefighter. And how is it that a firefighter doesn't know how to perform CPR? I would assume that that's part of That's an assumption that's a part of a training. For a medic, it's not an assumption. How in the world do you have the title of medic and you don't know how to perform CPR? What is it that we actually accept? What is it that we actually are seeing happen? What is the point of having these designations if they are meaningless? Well, I wasn't sure how to do it, and I wasn't sure really what was going on, and I didn't want to get anything, you know, get involved, and what if he was fine? Oh, someone's going to sue me, so I didn't do anything. Well, you see, it wasn't me. You see, my boss didn't properly train me for this, that, or the other. You know you're not capable. You know, you're just going to take the money. I'm going to hang around on a TV set. I'm going to see all the actors. I'm going to say, hey, Bob. And Bob's going to say, hey, Tim, or whatever the guy's name is. And I'm going to be a big shot. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to all the, oh, you see the craft services? That's the food they provide for all the actors. Oh, I'm eating crab legs every day. Oh, there's the taco bar. Oh, you should see the desserts. It's great. I joke around with the producers. It's, yeah, they're taking some of my ideas pretty seriously. I might have my own spinoff. Your job is when somebody bleeds to stop the bleeding, and when the heart stops pumping to get it going again. That's your job. What's the point? Expertise matters. We talk about the death of expertise and also the tyranny of expertise. The tyranny of expertise comes when people say, you don't get to have a choice, you have to listen to the experts. The experts say you have to stand 6 feet away from each other because of COVID. Well, the experts lied through their ass. It's what happened. They lied. We all saw it. We all experienced it. The experts lied. Or worse, they didn't know. They made things up as opposed to saying we're not sure. So go about your life as normal. Recognize that you run the risk and have a nice day. We didn't do any of that. We said you have to listen to the experts. The experts told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. But it wasn't. How many more times could former CIA director John Brennan be wrong? Why is he still considered an expert? Why does CNN still pay him? When do we say you failed, you're out? Who was the armorer on the set of Rust that gave Alec Baldwin the gun? By the way, Alec Baldwin is equally as guilty. He didn't check the gun. She's an expert? Helena Hutchins is dead, the cinematographer, and this armorer is an expert? Sometimes mistakes are made, but nobody is claiming that this armorer was good at her job. As a matter of fact, it's just the opposite. It was known that she was not good at her job. We have medics who can't perform CPR. Maybe we need to start having real standards again. Maybe the idea that a television set or any place is hiring a medic who can't perform CPR, that's a problem. Maybe asking people's credentials is important, and maybe demanding the credentials and not hiring them if they don't have it is important. Now, you notice I didn't say this was a DEI hire. I have no idea who this dude is. What I know is he can't perform CPR. I don't care if he's white, black, yellow, green, purple. I don't care where he comes from. If you can't perform CPR, you can't be a medic. You have to hire to the skill set. Not just fill a position, not fill a position with ideology, to the skill set. How could it possibly be seen any other way? This story blows me away. I'll have it up over at TonyKatz.com. When the medic can't perform CPR, exactly what kind of society are we running here?
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Well-Being at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Of a nutty. As long as you lend a hand. He's yelling at people at a show because they want to hear the music, and they don't want to hear the political statements, and people are upset with a guy in the crowd saying, just sing. And I think this is bleeped out there, producer Carl. But just in case, I mean, I think this is classic Mellencamp.
Yeah, real quiet. Yeah, here's the thing, man. You don't know me. You don't f***ing know me. Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show. Guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home. Tell you what I'm going to do. Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go.
And he walked off stage. It must be weird that when someone comes to a concert, they want to hear music. And if the music has a message, that's fine. But it's weird to get angry at them, at the audience, when they want the thing that they came for. Me, I talk for a living. And if I do a stage show, it's going to be me talking for a living. If I was singing, someone might be like, stop it! We want to hear political theory! Like, I don't know if that would happen. But I think the bigger story is, can you just stop lecturing? And in the case of Mellencamp, no. No, Mellencamp's whole career is lecturing. That's kind of his thing. It's what he does. I thought this was kind of known. Like, I have never asked the question. I am now 10 years. June is 10 years in Indianapolis. In Indiana. In Indianapolis proper, or whatever you want to call it. Or Indianapolis general region. Do people even like John Mellencamp? I know he doesn't use the cougar anymore, and I'm not here to insult the dude. Do people even like him? Like, in the pantheon of Mellencamp, is he still somebody that people are like, that's Hoosier? That's the question. I'm curious. I'm curious of whether or not that is the case. I am not curious about people who don't understand how to fight. This is Max Boot. Max Boot is a guy who maybe back in the day, we're talking about the 90s, was somebody you read and you thought about. Today, Max Boot is a guy that you kind of laugh at. That it's clear that His foreign policy theories don't comport with history. They comport with progressivism, and you shouldn't do that. Right? Ideology should not so desperately rule you and take you away from reality. That said, when asked how Israel should respond on CNN,
really hard to know, John, because certainly any Israeli airstrike on Iran, Iranian territory, would not be a limited one. That would be something that would be likely to provoke further Iranian retaliation and escalation. But there are certainly other things that Israel can do, including cyber attacks, including attacks on Iranian targets in Lebanon or Syria or even Iraq. So it's really hard to know. But I would hope that the Iranian that the Israelis would do just what Alex was talking about and take the win without having a need to lash out at Iran, because that could easily draw the entire region into a wider war. And that could draw the U.S. into a wider war, which is the last thing that the Biden administration wants.
If you didn't want a wider war, you would have stopped Iran. But you didn't. As a matter of fact, you were okay with what Iran did. And the idea that Israel should take the win is amongst the weakest takes. It is a pathetic and embarrassing position. You got 350 missiles and drones thrown at you. Yeah, there was very little damage. Move on. That just says to Iran, you can do it again, and we won't respond. That is crazy town. And this position comes from not a position of strength and not a position of value. It does not create a better world. It comes from a position of Israel has to operate under different rules. Super weird stuff. But the thing we're keeping an eye on is Trump's trial, which should not even be happening. But Trump can't find a jury. Can't find a jury. 50 of the 96 people were like, oh yeah, we've got an opinion on him. And then some people couldn't serve. I was on jury duty. I could not serve. I couldn't do a week. If it wasn't a week. It was 4 weeks. I couldn't do 4 weeks. If it was a week, I totally would have done it. I'd be like, yeah, I'm in. I'm here to do my job. Yes, 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 and yes. Done and done. I'll do it. 4 weeks, that's going to be a serious issue for, well, the workplace. So they're having this issue. Maybe Trump can't get a fair trial in New York. Moving this thing out of New York? All because he paid some hush money? Whole thing's ridiculous. We will get to it on Tony Katz today at noon. I'll catch you then.